One of the least glamorous parts of wedding ministry may be one of the most important, the marriage license. The license may not feel as sacred as the vows. It may not photograph as beautifully as the rings. It may not move people like the blessing. But careless handling of the license can damage public trust, confuse the couple, and dishonor the ministry role. A wedding minister must learn to handle license, signing, filing, credentials, and records with integrity. Before the wedding day, ask the bride and groom to confirm the civil requirements where the wedding will occur. This course offers ministry training, not legal advice. Requirements vary by location, so the couple should verify with the proper civil authority. The minister should also review the license before the ceremony, not 5 minutes after the couple is already standing in front of guests. Check the names, check the issuing authority, check the date, check whether the license is valid for the wedding location, check whether there is a waiting period, check whether the license has expired, check whether witnesses are required. Do not assume, verify. 1 Peter 2:13 Webb says, "Therefore subject yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake." The wedding minister does not honor civil procedure because the state is greater than God. The minister honors proper order because Christian witness includes public integrity. Credential awareness also matters. Some jurisdictions, venues, institutions, or couples may ask for proof of ordination, a letter of good standing, or documentation that the minister is authorized to officiate. The wedding minister should not be offended by this. Public trust is strengthened through clarity. For Christian leaders, alliance ministers, credential clarity matters. Know your ordination status. Know what documentation you have. Know whether a letter of good standing is needed. Know whether the wedding location has special expectations. Do not wait until the ceremony day to discover a credential issue. The actual signing should be done calmly and correctly. Use the full legal names required by the license. Have the proper witnesses sign if required. Do not leave blanks unless instructed by the proper authority. Do not alter the license casually. Do not guess about unclear fields. Contact the proper office when needed. Filing matters. In some places, the minister returns the license, in others, the couple does. In some places, there is a strict deadline. A late or unfiled license can create serious problems. The wedding minister should know who is responsible before the ceremony begins. Keep appropriate records. A simple minister record may include the bride's name, groom's name, date, location, license jurisdiction, whether the license was signed, who returned it, and any credential documentation used. Do not store sensitive information carelessly. Documentation should be responsible, minimal, and secure. Ministry Sciences reminds us that trust is built through systems. A warm personality is not enough. A beautiful ceremony is not enough. A faithful minister needs repeatable habits that protect people. The bride and groom are not merely clients. They are embodied souls entering covenant marriage before God and witnesses. Handling their license carefully is one way to honor them. The wedding minister should say to the couple, "I am glad to serve the ceremony, and I also want to handle the documentation carefully. Please confirm the license requirements with the civil office where the wedding will occur. I will review what I am responsible for and complete my part with integrity." That sentence communicates humility, order, and care. A wedding officiant may treat paperwork as an afterthought. A wedding minister understands that public trust is part of covenant service. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant, and that includes license, signing, filing, credentials, and faithful public witness.